This week, we are completing our November theme, which is finding gratefulness in everyday things. You know, this whole year, our focus is on the Zen saying, chop wood, carry water. What do you do when you find enlightenment? You go about doing the daily things. And something that our teacher, Ernest Holmes, says is that we become the thing that we desire. So if we're wanting a life that is fulfilled, we live in the consciousness of a fulfilled life. And the path to that is gratefulness. And what we've been sitting with this whole month is how finding gratefulness, finding the things that we're grateful for in the little things, the everyday things, our family, our friends, our home, our car, our yard, our animals, just all these little things, brings us to this place of generosity, and we expand, we grow, we live more abundantly in everything that we're doing. And you know what I think is really interesting about this particular Sunday, about this particular closing in of that, is it overlaps, because on Sunday the 28th is the first Sunday of Advent, which is a time that is marked within the Christian calendar as a time of waiting with joyful anticipation of the incarnation of light into all matter. And it's also, beginning at sunset this evening, the beginning of Hanukkah, a festival of lights, a festival celebrating an everyday miracle, not a great miracle. As Anita DeMont says, this is the season when people of all faiths and cultures are pushing back against the planetary darkness. We string bulbs, ignite bonfires, and light candles, and we sing. And so it's the small miracles, family, food, but the thing that I love about it is we sing. We sing. We sing of hope. We sing of joy. We sing of faith. And let's face it, faith, joy, hope, anticipation, this is risky business. These are extensions. These are when we look past the conditions into the greater experience that we're wanting. You know, it's something that Emma Curtis Hopkins used to say is, don't be deceived by the appearance of things, because underneath them, something else is really beginning to emerge and grow. And so what we're beginning to do is we're making a statement against the darkness. You know, in the ancient world, the darkness was seen as cold because wintertime is cold. And darkness had a sense of closed in, of ignorance, of sleeping, of amnesia, or even death. And so this is the thing that we are taking a stand against. Not the richness of the earth where life begins, but the fear, the anticipation that things are getting worse, not better. And so we light our fires, we sing our songs, we gather together. And in times like this, we remember the old miracles and we anticipate the new miracles. There are literally four ways to talk about a story, a myth, a legend, a scripture, even a song or a piece of art. They are to first look at it from a literal perspective, and then a contextual perspective, then allegorically, and then metaphysically. So from a literal perspective, it's what happened in the story. In Hanukkah, there was a revolution against the colonizing power, and there was a need to reconsecrate the temple. From a contextual point of view, it's a time of great change and movement, and there was a longing and a hope. As an allegory, it's kind of like our times, right? You know, we're pushing against someone imposing a belief on us that's not the truth of who we are. And from a metaphysical point, it speaks about how light can always move through. that you can't contain it, that there's something miraculous that's happening. And I'm going to be using that word miraculous a lot this month. And I love Mitch Horowitz's definition of what he says a miracle is. He says it's something like this, that a miracle is a favorable deviation from all reasonable expectancies, such as it's like the realization of a cherished but a remote goal. So that's what a miracle is. It doesn't seem like it's gonna happen. My teacher used to say, you know, tricksters love to perform miracles. And the thing about a trickster is, against all odds are the odds the trickster likes. So really, it has that trickster, risky, fun, playful quality. And miracles are just simply that. It's the check arrives just in time. We didn't think we had it, but there it is. We didn't expect the outcome to come like it did, but there it was, in a favorable way. And so, you know, here's my invitation for each of us this month. It's to begin to pay attention to miracles. So here's something that Albert Einstein says. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is a miracle. We can live in a world where there are no miracles, where nothing happens. There's a sense that things march along, maybe they'll get better, maybe they won't. Or we could live as if everything is a miracle. And you know, for myself, I've been thinking a lot about this. Think about these two miracles that we experience every day. The first is the miracle of hearing. You're hearing my voice. You hear your partner or your child talking to you. You hear something that affects you, inspires you, draws you into something. You hear the sound of birds in the sky. You hear the sound of water running. But the fact that we can hear allows us to listen. And when we listen, we connect. We become part of something other than ourselves. And then there's the miracle of speaking. Think about this. Just kind of let this settle in for a second. There's a miracle in speaking. Abraham Heschel says this, words create worlds. Our voice speaks our desires, our wants. Our voice gives comfort and compassion. Our voice connects, unites, heals, brings things in, returns us. These are powerful miracles, and they're happening to us all the time. And the thing of it is think about the other miracles that are available to us. I want to quote this idea from Anita Diamant. I like the size of the Hanukkah miracle. No parting of the Red Seas. Just a story about finding extra oil when you didn't think you had any and you really needed it and all the stores were closed. That's the kind of miracle with which I am familiar, among the miracles of good food and feeding people I love. In so many of our legends and so many of our myths, you know, the miracles are wonderful things, the parting of the Red Sea, the raising of the dead, you know, whatever the case may be, Krishna holding a mountain on a finger. Yeah, these are really big deals. But with Hanukkah, the miracle is a simple one. It's, oh, I don't think I have enough oil. But look, there's just enough. You know, when I was a kid, the miracle was, I don't know if I'd make it home on time if I have enough gas. And I did. But there are other miracles in our life, right? They're small ones. They're the everyday miracles. And we see them all around us. So for myself personally, I'm thinking about a miracle that's just been inspiring me. The other day I was sitting home and I was reading a book in my living room and I looked outside the window and all of a sudden there was this shower of golden leaves as the tree in our yard, this tree that I absolutely love, all of a sudden, and it seems literally from nowhere, all these leaves began cascading down almost like a golden snow. And it just filled me with this, wow, this is remarkable. This is amazing. Those everyday miracles. And here's the trick. is that when we look for miracles, we find miracles. When we find miracles, it brings us to a place of amazement, of wonder, of awe. It inspires us to a deeper sense of gratefulness. And from that place, we move, just like in this holiday season, we move to this place of generosity. And so we have a gift for you. And our gift is this. Every now and then throughout this year, we're going to open the Book of Timeless Wisdom for today and just see what wisdom is there for you. And what I know is all the practitioners of our community are in the book. And so we're going to open that now. And I'm just going to invite you to just savor their message, their little bit of wisdom that you can hear, and then to speak it to those whom you love. And so, for this holiday season, let us open the Book of Timeless Wisdom for today.
I'm Craig Losey, and I welcome you to our virtual service. When I think of Thanksgiving, what comes to my mind is just a humble reverence that I feel whenever I am in the splendor and magnificence of nature. This poem is from Samuel Taylor Coleridge, and it goes like this. So I shall make my altar in the fields, and the blue sky my fretted dome shall be. And the sweet fragrance that the wild flower yields shall be the incense I offer thee. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, I'm Liz Jamison Dunn, and happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite times of meditation, of contemplating, and just taking stock of what I'm grateful for each day of the year, and it's a wonderful time to come together with people that you love, family, and practice that gratitude and express it. So the saying that I'm sharing with you today is from David Stendhal Rast, and it goes like this. Everything is a gift. The degree to which we are awake to this truth is a measure of our gratefulness, and gratefulness is a measure of our aliveness. And so it is. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi everyone, my name is Paul, and I just want to say happy Thanksgiving and have a nice reading for you all. So when I think of Thanksgiving, I think of food, I think of sharing gifts and conversation and love and warmth and heart. And so here's my reading I chose for you all this wonderful Thanksgiving day. I walk in Thanksgiving for your friendship and the gift of prayer, for the splendor of autumn and the rocky peaks, for music and poetry and the song of the world, for the intensity of life, for the challenges and delight, and because I walk in thanksgiving, I walk in joy. From the Marionettes of the Holy Angels.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Diallo. It's nice to be here with you. Happy Thanksgiving. Grace and gratitude belong together like heaven and earth. Grace evokes gratitude like the voice and echo. Gratitude follows grace like thunder lightning. Karl Barth.
Hello, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. This is always an amazing time of the year where we get to gather together with friends and family. And my reading today comes from Henry Nouwen. The discipline of gratitude is the explicit effort to acknowledge that all that I am and have is given to me as a gift of love, a gift to be celebrated with joy. And so in this season, I just invite you to recognize the gift that you are and to celebrate all that you're given at this time of year. And so it is.
Hello, my friends. So glad to be with you here today. Mainly that we're speaking about gratitude and all that it encompasses in our life. My reading for today is by Melody Beatty. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. And so it is. Love you all. Have a great holiday.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I send you blessings, happiness, and peace of mind for this holiday season. And my reading is, I appreciate you and knowing for you that being grateful accumulates blessings, improves immune systems, and attracts abundance and builds compassion for this holiday season. Many, many blessings.
Greetings, Hilltop Spiritual Center. This is Susan Sully Sullivan, and I'm one of your new practitioners up on the Hill. I'm here to wish you a happy, happy Thanksgiving and holiday season. And I have a quote for you from Rumi that says, "Wear gratitude like a cloak, and it will feed every corner of your life." And so it is.
Hi, everyone. We are so delighted that you have joined us today. Happy Thanksgiving to you, your family, and everyone you love. And Thanksgiving means so many things to so many people, and certainly to me. Joyfulness, being with friends and family, it's just so much to be grateful for. So the reading today, this reading for you is, and it goes like this. Gratitude is like breathing in, letting ourselves be touched by the goodness in others and in our world. Generosity is like breathing out, sensing our mutual belonging and offering our care. That's by Tara Brock. So joy and love and beauty to each and everyone you hold near and dear to your hearts. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Hilltop Spiritual Center. Namaste.
Happy Thanksgiving, dear friends.